right now, it is time, as we do each and every week, to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
It is the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. If you think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour, well, take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And the first topic is a heartwarming one. Miami native and Miami resident Eric Compton, the 28-year-old who, of course, had his second ever heart transplant, his second heart transplant, May 20th, just about 5 months ago, and he was granted the use of a cart during qualifying for Q School under the Americans with Disabilities Act. It just went down this past week in Key Biscayne at Crandon Park Golf Club, and he went into the day's final round. It's a 72-hole event. It's a four-day event. He was 8 shots back of making the cut, so it was looking like he was not going to make the cut. Top 23 in ties, go on to the second stage of Q School, and it was looking going into Friday's final round of the 72-hole event, he was not going to make it, but he shot the low round of the day in a windy and blustery afternoon at Key Biscayne, a 4-under par 68, and he managed to grab the last spot to advance in the first stage of PGA Tour qualifying at Crandon Park Golf Club. This is phenomenal news. He opened his first 3 rounds of the 4-day event were all over par. 4 over par 76, 3 over par 75, and then a 5 over par 77. So his 3-day total of 12 over after 54 holes was, like I said, 8 shots out of the final qualifying position. But he shoots the 4 under par 68, and his 4-day total of 296. Talk about things, you know, that were meant to be and destiny and things. His 4-day total of 296 was good for a 7-way tie for the 23rd spot. And what did I say? Top 23 in ties, make it into second stage of Q School. Dude, this is a great story, and I'm so happy for Eric Compton. I don't know him personally. I have spoken to him over the phone, and we're efforting Eric, trying to get him on the show here in the coming weeks. Joni Connors, who is the director of sales for the Honda Classic and used to work down in Miami at the Doral event, she knows Eric very well, and hopefully Joni will help us get Eric on the show here in the coming weeks. So hopefully you will be able to hear our conversation with Eric. But great news for Eric Compton. It's a very heartwarming story. And his next stage, second stage of Q School, is the weekend of November 12th to the 15th, likely in Columbus, Georgia, for him at Callaway Gardens. So we're all pulling for Eric Compton. Topic number two, of course, it's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. Morgan Pressel, Boca Raton, 20-year-old, broke through for her first victory of the year last week in Kapalua. It's her first victory of the season and first in about a year and 3 months, about 15, 16 months since her win last year at the Kraft Nabisco, which is her first career LPGA Tour victory. Morgan closed with a 3-under par 69, and she edged Suzanne Pedersen by 1 stroke last week at Kapalua. She birdied 2 of her final 3 holes. She made a clutch 15-foot birdie putt from the fringe on the final hole last week at Kapalua. Talk about clutch. She goes to the final hole tied with Suzanne Pedersen, makes a 15-footer off the green right on the fringe for birdie, wins by a stroke, and that is phenomenal news for the ADT Championship. That means that the most local name in women's golf for us here in South Florida, Morgan Pressel, who, of course, lives in Boca Raton, she will be in the 32-woman field at the ADT Championship 1 month from now at Trump International Golf Club. So great news for the ADT Championship. Morgan Pressel, who it was looking like, and we said it last week, Pat and I said it last week right here on Golf Exchange, we said if Morgan wanted to be in the field at Trump in a month, she was going to have to win one of these last few events, and she did it last week in Hawaii, winning by a stroke over Suzanne Pedersen at Kapalua. So great news there for the ADT Championship coming up 1 month from now at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. All right, topic number three. It's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa, which, by the way, PGA National Resort and Spa just listed. I have it right here in my hot little hands. The Golf World October 17th issue, Reader's Choice Awards, top 50 public, private, and resort courses, and PGA National listed as number, and I got it right here, flipping the pages, PGA National Resort and Spa number 42. PGA National Resort and Spa, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, number 42 in the top 50 resorts in the world, according to the readers of Golf World's October 17th issue, the Reader's Choice Awards, PGA National Resort and Spa, number 42, top 50 resorts. Just to give you an idea, some huge names in the top five, Kiowa, Turning Stone, Sea Island, Reynolds Plantation, and Pinehurst. I mean, those are some huge names, and PGA National coming in at number 42. So good news for PGA National Resort and Spa. We just talked about Morgan Pressel making her way into the field for the ADT Championship 1 month from now at Trump. One name that is still not in the field is Natalie Gulbis. Natalie Gulbis right now is 27th in the point standing, second half points. There's only three tournaments left. It's not looking like she will be in the field at Trump International, but we do know that Donald will be talking and dealing with Natalie and something else. Donald Trump has invited Natalie Gulbis to be in the boardroom on the upcoming second season of the Celebrity Apprentice. LPGA pro Natalie Gulbis, who is not new to the reality TV world. Of course, Natalie Gulbis, the Natalie Gulbis Show, is a reality series that follows Natalie's life on and off the golf course. That is airing currently on the Golf Channel. Natalie is the latest person reported to be competing on next season's second season of the Celebrity Apprentice. The list so far also includes Dennis Rodman, of course, former Chicago Bull and San Antonio Spur. And apparently he won the most recent Celebrity Mole Yucatan. Dennis Rodman was, you know, that's a sign that you've jumped the shark, right? When you're competing in Celebrity Mole Yucatan, you have officially jumped the shark. But Dennis Rodman will be on the cast for the second season of Celebrity Apprentice coming up next January on NBC. Also, keeping up with the Kardashians beauty, Khloe Kardashian is going to be on Celebrity Apprentice. Former Baywatch actress Brandi Roderick and Joan Rivers and her daughter Melissa, who are annoying A and annoying A1. If you want to talk about the most annoying people in the world, Rosie O'Donnell's up on that list as well. But Joan Rivers and her daughter Melissa. So this is going to be kind of an interesting cast. Joan and Melissa Rivers, Brandi Roderick from Baywatch, Khloe Kardashian, Dennis Rodman, and Natalie Gulbis. Second edition of Celebrity Apprentice premiering January 2009 on NBC. But unfortunately for South Florida golf fans, Natalie Gulbis not likely to be at Trump International next month for the ADT Championship. All right, topic number four. It's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment. We do it each and every week, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. What do Nicholas Palmer Hagen and Sarah Zinn have in common? We'll find out when you play championship golf at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. So Morgan Pressel is in the field for the ADT. Natalie Gulbis not yet in the field, probably not going to get in the field for the ADT. Annika Sorenstam is in the field for next month's ADT Championship, and it will be, since she announced that she's stepping away from the game of golf, the ADT Championship next month at Trump will be Annika Sorenstam's final LPGA Tour event. And Annika Sorenstam, just Thursday out in China, announced that she will, she said, quote, "We'll see if I will come back in a few years to play. That's why I'm using the term stepping away instead of the R word, retiring." She said that just a couple of days ago on the eve of the 54-hole Grand China Air Open in China, the first ever LPGA Tour event in China. She says, "As of right now, I'm leaving the door open. That's why I'm not using the R word." Now, of course, back in June, she announced that she's stepping away from the game of golf at the end of this season to get married and start a family. Of course, she's 38 years old, Annika is. She's getting married in January of 2009. But good news for golf fans, and you know, Pat and I both said that it was a little too soon for her to step away from the game of golf. So Annika Sorenstam leaving the door a little ajar, saying this week that she's being very careful to use the term stepping away from golf and not the R word, retiring. And of course, we will get to see the former number one player in the world. Of course, Sorenstam is now number two in the world rankings. Lorena Ochoa, number one. She will be part of the 32-woman field next month at Trump International for the ADT Championship. All right, final topic. PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment. We do it every week. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf. Dateline Wellington, New Zealand. U.S. amateur winner Danny Lee was detained by airport authorities for making a, quote, inappropriate comment while checking in for an international flight. He was with the New Zealand golf team. They were boarding a flight in Auckland that was headed for Adelaide, Australia to play in the Eisenhower Trophy World Team Championship. New Zealand Golf Chief Executive Bill McGowan said, quote, "It was a throwaway comment, but it was said in the wrong place." Danny, of course, regrets his comment. They had a conversation with him about it, and it's still being dealt with, end quote. Now, passengers in New Zealand are regularly charged by aviation security for joking about bombs or firearms. We don't know exactly what Danny Lee said, but, you know, it's never a good idea. If you're at an airport and you're getting checked by security to joke about a bomb, I mean, that's just... That is poor judgment. Now, of course, Lee, he's a young kid. He's only 18 years old. He's still learning. He won the U.S. amateur title in Pinehurst back in August, beating American Drew Kittleson, who, by the way, is a Florida State grad. For all my Seminoles friends, I know I always talk about my Gators. Drew Kittleson, an FSU guy, lost to Danny Lee 5-4 in the 36-hole final on the Pinehurst number 2 course back in August. So Danny Lee, of course, is a very gifted golfer, but still kind of maturing and learning the ways of dealing with the media and with people and with security officials in airports. So there it is, your PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week, a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. If you think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour, take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now, for its third year going into 2009, the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760.